The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going to happen to all of the illegal aliens who have been sent to New York City? They've been bused there, as you may know, by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, among others. This should be a straightforward situation, right? Because we're always told by the left, by the Democrats, that we are a nation of immigrants. Illegal immigrants? They don't specify, but they obviously mean illegal immigrants too. So what exactly can be done about all of this? Well, right now we know that Mayor Adams is trying to find a place to house the thousands and thousands of illegal aliens who have come into the country and has come up with, so far, basically, taxpayers just going to foot the bill. Maybe we'll put them in Central Park. Wait, what? This is going to cost $4 billion to the city of New York this year. And you can just imagine this as a microcosm of what is playing out all across the country in other cities where there are a lot of these newly arrived illegal immigrants. If it costs New York City $4 billion to have 60,000 of these illegals, what do you think it costs in Los Angeles or Chicago or name a major city where they are congregating? What is the cost of the taxpayer? Why should taxpayers have to pay for this at all? They're in the country illegally. Oh, that's right. They've completely destroyed the notion of asylum to pretend that these are asylum seekers. They are not seeking asylum. The people who tell you that, including these individuals, are lying. They're lying to you. Why are they doing that? Well, because they are exploiting the kindness of the American people to get what they want, which is the right to skip the immigration line and stay in this country indefinitely, forever, without having to go through any process, without having anyone able to weigh in and say, hold on a second, are you even supposed to be here? Not allowed to ask. That's a conversation that for some reason is forbidden, right? Are you supposed to be here? Can't ask them. What are they doing here? Can't ask them. If you do, you're a bad person. This is what we've been told. So Mayor Adams is trying to figure out what happens next. As I've said, the possibility of putting tents in Central Park. Look, I grew up in New York. Central Park has a special resonance with me. It's a place that both of my grammar school and my high school are outdoor sports were all played in Central Park. So I have a lot of fond memories of the place. And it was cleaned up. I know people think, oh, it was dangerous. But no, it was cleaned up by the late 90s. Thank you, the Giuliani and Bloomberg administrations for doing that. But now we're in a situation, we are in a circumstance where there's nowhere left to house these migrants. So they might just set up tents. This is effectively a refugee camp in Central Park. That's what you could say. It's an asylee camp, but same thing. This is a refugee camp in Central Park that they're thinking of setting up. And what does that mean for the people who want to use the park, the people who live in New York City, the people who are going to be paying for all these bills? This is all outrageous. And why are Democrats so upset about this, at least in New York? Well, it's because people are seeing right now that what they've been saying all along about the illegal migrant flow into the country, which under the Biden administration is over 6 million at this point, over 6 million people. It's like it would be the second. If you just took all of the illegal immigrants pretending to be asylum seekers or pretending they need asylum, that's a better way of putting it. They don't need asylum. They just don't want to be in their country. America's rich. America's got a big fat welfare state and they want to be here. Do they want to assimilate? Do they want to learn English? Do they want to contribute overall? Or we don't know. That's what the whole immigration process, the legal one, is supposed to be for. But they've managed to go around all of that. Say, well, hold on a second. If it's so expensive, and if there's, it would be the second largest city in the country if you just took all the illegal immigrants and put them in one place. This feels like it's pretty major, right? It feels like it's a pretty big deal. But you don't hear very much about it in the media, do you? You know why? Because it's a political liability for Democrats. They know that. And all of their, it used to be the way that they would play this game is they would say, Republicans are so mean. This is about humanitarian issues. This is about doing what's kind. They're breaking up families or they're not letting, you know, we're a nation of immigrants. Or what about the Emma Lazarus poem on the Statue of Liberty? And give me your tired, you're poor, you're hungry, you know, yearning to be free. It's a poem on a statue. I mean, it has nothing to do with statute in this country. But the issue with all this is that they've been lying about this for a very long time. And people are starting to figure this out. It turns out that if you show up to America and you walk across the border and you're lying and you're paying off drug cartels to get there in the first place and you're lying about the violence you will face in your country. I mean, if you come from a crappy country with a high level of violence, that doesn't make you a refugee. That doesn't make you an asylum seeker. It just means you come from a country that needs to get its act together. But they will say, oh, well, you know, we can't figure this out, so we have to adjudicate this later. So then they stay in the country for years. They'll probably have a kid or two here in that during that process. So then no matter what happens in the judicial system, you know, the Democrats will say, well, we can't separate families. So what if they were here under false pretenses? They had a kid here. They had their anchor baby and now they're not going to go anywhere. OK, so then why have an immigration process? You know, it's a little bit like when you have the discussion around inflation. You say, why if government spending doesn't cause inflation, if government spending has no downside, why not give everyone $1 million? Government just says, set up a bank account, we'll put $1 million into it. Why not? Everybody will be rich. No downside? Well, of course, there's massive downside. You destroy the currency. It'll no longer have any value. So what happens when you have unrestricted immigration to the country? Well, you destroy the country, actually, because what about the values, the assimilation that we need from those who are the newly arrived? What about the values that we pass on from one generation to the next? The sense of a political union, the sense of cultural and political cohesion that we have in this country, the sense of what it means to be an American. Yes, it's an idea, but it's a mentality. It's a belief system. It is, all of that is just skipped because, oh, people are seeking asylum. I think Republicans need to wake up on this and make a much bigger deal of it than they have so far. I also would like to see all the Republican candidates spend more time on this. We'll talk about that in a second. Take your energy and multiply it by two. That's how good and healthy and energy-filled you're likely to feel when you subscribe to Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. This is an all-natural set of supplements designed for everyday consumption and meant to provide you with the stamina, focus, and energy to be your very best. Chalk's been at this for some time, making best-in-class supplements with a focus on allowing you to live your fullest days. Unlike a lot of supplement companies, they don't try to put them into retail stores, but instead build a direct relationship with you as you become a customer of theirs. They want to know about your experience and what else might help you. Start online today at Chalk.com. Whether it's their Male Vitality Stack product or their line of products for both men and women, you'll like the way you feel. Chalk.com, that's C-H-O-Q.com. Save 35% off any Chalk subscription for life when you use my name, Buck, at checkout. Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use my name, Buck, for 35% off. Who's really taking the reins on the immigration issue right now on the Republican side? Who's even really talking about this? Donald Trump became president in 2016 largely because of his immigration positions. I've heard Ron DeSantis recently say that he'd be willing to take military action for cartel members at the border and even use lethal force if necessary for those who are trafficking fentanyl. So it's being discussed. But you see, this is where the Republicans, I'm just telling you, it's the truth, where they become very silent is, what do we do with the tens of millions who are already in the country? There's 6 million that have come in. There are 6 million who have come in during the Biden administration. What do we do with the 6 million? And then what do we do with, it's got to be 25 million right now. That's a realistic guess of how many people are in the country illegally. What is the process? Self-deportation. Remember, Mitt Romney, believe it or not, talked about that when he was running for president, pretending to be a Republican in 2012. So is self-deportation the answer, or are mass deportations going to be the answer? The only other answer, well, there's the continuation of the status quo, which is people living in the country without actual legal status. What happens when they want to retire? What happens when they want Medicare? They've been here for 20 years, 30 years, right? They're going to say, well, we deserve Medicare. Well, you're not a citizen. Yeah. They're going to want it anyway. What happens to all the people who are in the country illegally? Doesn't seem like anybody really wants to talk about it. Are any Republicans willing to come out and say that we're going to give a period here where let's say you have a Republican win the White House and have a Senate and House majority, what are they going to do? Are they going to say that you're going to have to either, you know, leave the country, or we're going to deport you, or they're going to be amnestied? Right. Those seem to be the only, if you're going to take an action, those are the only actions that would move things from where they are right now in the status quo. And this is absolutely critical because, you know, the old saying of Milton Friedman, you can't have open borders in a welfare state. I think it was Milton Friedman. It couldn't be any more apt than it is right now. We have a massive welfare state. It's growing all the time. We have a currency that is being debased. We have a debt that is unsustainable, and we're bringing in people who are going to require, obviously, as you see in New York, $4 billion, they're going to require more resources than they add to the economy and productive growth. Just a fact. You know, it turns out that bringing in people without even the equivalent of a, you know, eighth grade education who can't speak English from all over the world with no particular skills, not knowing anything about their belief system, not knowing anything about what they think or believe about America, that doesn't make us wealthy. That actually makes us poorer as a country. Europe is finding this out in a lot of places, too. A lot of different European countries are going through this. Some European countries are saying, well, they're not going to have any part of it. Get back into this in a second. You know, will we see a change in our currency system? Some people think so, including former Wall Street insider Tika Tiwari. He's of the belief that our federal government could announce a mandatory recall on the U.S. dollar and exchange it with a new digital version. How different would that be from using a debit card or Apple Pay? Well, he's got a lot of thoughts on the subject. He's put it in a video that you can see online. Could be announced in the coming months. It's an interesting perspective, one to be prepared for. Go to dollarrecall.com. Watch this video with all the details. Do our government officials want him to tell you the truth? Not likely. That's why you should definitely see this. Tika Tiwari is going to blow your mind. He's going to say some very important things. Go to dollarrecall.com to learn more. That's dollarrecall.com, paid for by Palm Beach Research Group. So, yes, I do believe it is absolutely critical that we get a handle on the immigration situation in this country. And I think that we need to talk about it more. I think we need to be more honest about the fact that Republicans can't be trusted on this. I think we need to be honest about the fact that Donald Trump did not finish the job. That's obvious from his first 4 years. So how will he finish it if he gets four more years? Ron DeSantis has been very strong on some issues of immigration in his state in Florida, including making it harder for illegals to work in the state. What are other Republican candidates going to do about it? Well, Nikki Haley wants to just bring in, you know, the more the merrier. As long as the Chamber of Commerce and the big corporations and the donors like it, she's fine with it. So it's no problem there. But the Republicans who actually care about the future of the country, what do they want to have happen with the illegals who are here in America? We're going to have to force this discussion because they don't want to talk about it because it's not an easy one. You know, it's not just ranting about, oh, I'm going to destroy the deep state. Well, sure, that's going to be, it's a lot easier said than done, folks. On this question, too, we need to come to some kind of consensus as a country, or at least those of us who are still rational and reasonable about whether or not we're going to just become an open borders country forever, because we're on the pathway toward that right now. Have a good weekend, everybody. Thanks for hanging out. Shields high.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. He served our nation for over 7 years before he was severely injured during training. He was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers helps severely injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.